Good morning to Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Morning.
And we're going to say good morning to Luke.
Morning.
And good morning to Adam.
Morning.
Good morning. Let's start with Peter to set the scene for us. Luke and Adam were the motivators behind this project that wishes to raise money for COPS. They wrote lyrics to a song because they'd asked you a question. What was the question they said?
The question was, who'd look after them if I died in, well, if I died in the line of duty?
Because you are...
Because I'm a policeman.
You're a serving officer.
I'm a serving officer, yeah, for Northumbria. Yeah.
Luke and Adam, you were concerned about what might happen to you if Dad lost his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you decide to do?
Well, we thought most people, like, listen to songs, so we thought we want people to care about what this charity does for people.
So you started work on this before Christmas. What did you say, Peter? It kind of sat on the back burner for a while.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they started work on it. I contacted every force in the country, in the UK, to see if they would help us out and sing on the song, because the boys wanted as many police forces singing on the song as they could, to show that we're one big family. And I mean, you hear that in the lyrics. And it kind of sat in the back burner a little bit until the recent tragic news of Keith Palmer, and that's when we decided we want to get it out there and get it sorted.
So that was the final motivating drive then, the tragic loss of Keith Palmer.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and so the whole thing seems to have moved rather quickly then.
Very much so. I'm chuffed a bit with how it's taken off. Social media's just drove it, really, the powers of social media, and everybody's just right behind the boys, really. It's good that it came from the boys, that they've done this selfless thing and decided to write their lyrics themselves and everything, instead of sitting there playing on the computer, etc.
How did you decide where to start with what you were writing down? What were the lyrics that you wrote?
Well, we first started off with a chorus, what I wrote.
Then we went on to the verses.
You went on to the verses after that. So what sort of things did you write in the song then?
We wrote little tiny stories about what police officers do to help the public.
How did you know? I'm really interested in this. How did you know which were going to be the verses and which was going to be the chorus?
The chorus just sums it all up, really.
Uh-huh.
Like sticks in the mind.
Ah, the bit that sticks in your mind. The kind of catchy bit in the tune that you want to sing all the time. Clever stuff. Clever stuff. Okay. So they bring you these lyrics, Peter, after asking a very, very, very grown-up question.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
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 And decide to tackle it in their own way. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. They said that they thought, well, everybody listens to music, so why not do it that way?
Yeah.
And get it out there.
A good way of getting the message over.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll take a listen to the single, I think, and then we'll have a little chat about it, and we'll talk about how you feel about it now. Now it's being played on radio stations all over the country, and people are reading about it on social media, and they're actually buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, let's hear it. This is it. We Stand Together by the Thin Blue Line. Lyrics by Luke and Adam. Well done.
Thanks.
That's a really, really good song. Where do we want to see that song?
Up in the charts.
At number
one.
I hope so.
I hope so.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? That'd be really, really good. Now, Adam, which school do you go to?
Easington Academy.
Easington Academy. What about Luke? Which school do you go to, Luke?
I go to Ribbon Academy in Merton.
Ribbon Academy in Merton, okay. So we've just heard the song there, and you wrote that, the two of you. Many congratulations. It's brilliant.
Thanks.
Brilliant. Well done. Well done. And Dad, I think the boys decided that they'd be happy with £470 made for COPS, the charity COPS. It's the care of police survivors. Why £470?
Well, there was when we counted all the police forces up, there's 47, including various different MOD forces and stuff. There's 47 police forces, so they wanted £10 from every police force, and that's what they hope to get. And I'm hoping with the sales that they get, they'll make £470. I really hope they do.
I hope so. I think it should be 4,700.
Well, let's hope so. If the listeners could find in the heart just to download, I think it's only 79 pence, I think, on iTunes, so it's not much to break the bank, so hopefully. And it's a great charity for them go to.
Yeah. So there we are then, that's the story, and locally driven. All from County Durham?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So, we have to say a huge thank you to Luke and Adam Baker, who come in this morning. And we'll also say a big hello to anybody who might be listening from Easington Academy and Ribbon in Merton. Yep, morning everybody there. And Ribbon Radio, let's give them a plug. Go on, Luke, just one sentence. Tell me about Ribbon Radio.
Well, in my school, we do a radio to record on Thursday, and we share to all the school on a Friday for about 10-15 minutes.
Okay. And Dad, Peter, what can I say? Thank you.
No, thank you. It's been great. It's, the boys are loving every minute of it, trying to get it out there. Hopefully people will hear this today and download it and just try and make it possible for them to raise the £470 that they want to make.
Yeah. Okay, come on, we can do better than that, can't we? We can do better than £470, but if we hit that, that would be fantastic. You'd make two boys very, very happy, and one dad, and I guess one mum, very proud.
Very proud, very proud. I've got proud of being the police on one side and proud as a parent on the other. So.
Well, there you go, man, there you go. Right, okay.